Part of the charm of a hamburger is usually that it's casual fare. If you like it, what a great discovery for the money. If you don't, well, come on, just a hamburger, fuel for the rest of the day. How are you supposed to feel, though, about a hamburger that costs as much as dinner for four at TGI Fridays? The Old Homestead on 9th Avenue in Manhattan has just begun to feature a beer-fed Kobe beef burger served with lobster mushrooms and microgreens and a Parmesan twist roll. The price is $41. That does include fries. Joining us on the cell phone from the Old Homestead is Brooke Gladstone, who's the co-host of NPR's On the Media. Brooke, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for inviting me out to lunch.
Fine. And we'll stipulate that, in fact, this is pre-recorded. You're not the sort of person that has a $41 Kobe beef burger for breakfast, right?
Or usually ever.
So what's it look like?
I would say it's about 5-6 inches in diameter and about maybe 2 inches high. It's huge. And it comes with a serving of shoestring fried potatoes about the size of my head. So, I mean, nothing here is done in a small way.
How did you order it? Rare, medium?
I ordered it medium rare, which is described as red warm center.
Okay. Now, what makes this, in some minds, worth $41?
Well, I think given that, as we've read, the Kobe beef was made from cows that were massaged daily and fed on beer, I think very few people have the experience to eat food that has been treated better in life than they have.
Kobe beef is extraordinary beef, right?
Yeah. They sell a steak for $95 here.
Hmm. All right. So you ordered it medium rare.
Yeah.
It's sitting there in front of you, right?
It's sitting there in front of me. I'm actually eating it while I'm talking to you, Scott.
Oh, I was going to ask you to put down the phone and take a bite. Okay, so you've had a bite or two?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your initial impression?
Okay. I think it was a mistake to order it medium rare because it's kind of mushy in the middle.
Ah.
And almost gelatinous. So I think that
ooh,
if anybody wants to go spend $41 on a burger, they should probably order it medium, which would strike me as counterproductive because those of us who eat meat tend to prefer it on the rare side.
Gelatinous, huh? Mushy is what the New York Times said. I think your gelatinous improves on mushy.
Yeah. It's pretty tasty, but it's also kind of intimidating, Scott. I mean, it's really big. Let me try one of these mushrooms.
These are the lobster mushrooms, right?
Yeah. They're good. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the microgreens are both micro and green, and what else could you want from microgreens?
Well, Brooke, I'll go for the fries. Could you tell us what they're like?
Here we go. They're very crispy.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear a sound of crisp here?
Please. Mm.
Did you get any of that?
Absolutely we did, yes. How are they?
The fries are very light, and they're not greasy at all. They're really good. I actually like the fries better than the burger.
You're going to finish the burger?
Oh, no. But you know what? I have a very high-maintenance dog, and I really appreciate it.
You can't feed a Kobe beef burger to your dog.
Nah. No, I'll bring it back to the office and feed it to my boss.
All right. Well, Brooke, bon appetit.
Talk to you later.
Brooke Gladstone is the co-host of NPR's On the Media, speaking with us from the Old Homestead restaurant in Manhattan. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.